I think it's important to document who the individual was, so that they're not just a number. They're not number whatever in lost lives.
Mm-hmm.
While it's an excellent product and it's an excellent reference, but I think it is important, and it's important for families to remember and to pass on from one generation to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned at the start, one of the reasons for me getting involved in this was my son asking me what happened to his grandfather, or how come he didn't have a grandfather. Whenever he was going to birthday parties and all his other friends and mates from nursery in Everton, or granny and granddad was calling to connect them and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective in that instance, it's about telling my children who their grandfather was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what sort of a person was he? I was only 7 at the time, so I only have certain memories, but obviously we interviewed my mother and other family members and got their version and wee stories and anecdotes about the sort of things that he did. And I think that's important to actually document that for everyone's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a huger or a bigger societal reason for this is to say, talk about the futility of death and the lives that were lost, and the knock-on effect of that loss on that individual family, and what people may be lost out on within that individual family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important from that perspective to do it. I do think it is important also, but to have some sort of a sense of the official version of events, and where that maybe differs from the family's version of events. And then to interrogate that to an extent. So I say, well, family believe this, the official version is that, where does the truth lie in between?
Yeah.
And again, that's probably the best we can do for most people, because they're not going to have their day in court.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason again for that comes back to that we reduce the number of myths and stories that get passed from one generation to the next.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's helpful for both communities to label themselves as victim communities eternally. I think we do need to move away from that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do need to start to look at it as we were all victims, and we were all part of the making of other victims, whether that be through our actions or our inactions. And now at this stage, we need to, as a society, be growing up about it and say, right, this is what happened to Joe Bloggs, and this happened to Joe Bloggs, his neighbour, and whatever, and not to be as judgmental of what is actually being said. So from that perspective, I think it's very important to remember who people are and who people were, and however people want to do it, whatever is best for them.